Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So we're talking this week about ways to avoid stress, and I spent a lot of time in my book, Adjust Your Sales, talking about just that and giving you some exercises on how to work through some of the challenges that many of us deal with when we're talking about stress. One of those things that I always seem to come across that makes a big difference is just your level of optimism. If you're a person that is very optimistic and sees things the way you'd like them to be, you have a huge advantage over people that look at the glass as half empty. And I think one of the points I want to make here is that, you know, if we focus on the worst case scenario, and I'm a person that growing up, my parents would always focus on that worst case scenario. You know, what if this happens? What if that happens? You know, I think there's a very big difference between awareness and focus. So you have to be aware of what could go wrong, okay, but you don't have to let it consume you. And that is the major differentiator here. So I've talked before about the renovation. It's a massive renovation I'm doing on a property that I bought. Now, I know that when I look at the worst case scenario, you know, it could end up costing me a lot more than I want it to. But I'm choosing not to get consumed by that worst case scenario and look at things from a more positive standpoint. I'm hoping that it doesn't cost me as much as I think it can. I'm hoping that certain things go right and not everything goes wrong. I'm hoping that we don't run into a lot of unforeseen things that we don't anticipate. Because here's the reality. I can't control it anyway. So worrying about it isn't going to help it. It's going to make it worse. It's going to increase my stress. And I'm also a believer that what you focus on in your life, you have a higher probability of bringing into your life. If you focus on failing all the time, there's a higher probability that you fail in whatever you're doing. But if you stay focused on succeeding, again, the probability that you succeed goes up. So why not be the optimist? Try to visualize the outcome that you want. And while you're doing that, tune into that feeling of that positive outcome. You know, we've talked before about act as if. Well, when you act as if it's happening and what you want to happen is coming to fruition, well, what does that feel like? And walk yourself through that day and sort of fantasize about what it would be if it worked out the way you wanted it to work out. And if by doing this, you can keep that optimistic viewpoint, you'll keep your stress down, you'll focus on what you want. And remember the key here, it's awareness, okay? You don't want to go through life with your head in the sand. You have to identify, okay, what is the worst case scenario? But you don't have to focus on that. Focus on what you want to happen, not what the worst case scenario could be. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, just subscribe. You can do it on iTunes. You can do it on Stitcher. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving towards your desires. And I would love the opportunity to be that person for you. And all it means is committing to getting here. It's a few minutes a day. I do it 5 days a week. Just get yourself here. You know, you can put it in your headphones as you're working out, throw it in your car speakers as you're driving to work in the morning. But whatever it is, just do your best to try to get here. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to be discussing how a strong defense, no matter what happens in your life, can help you against stress. So if you're prepared for the inevitable, if you're prepared for bad things, and you have a practice of relaxation, you have a lot of hobbies, that can make a big difference when stress eventually does come your way. But for today, I want you to think about being more optimistic. Look at the best case scenario. Focus your energy there. Be aware of what could go wrong, but focus on what could go right.